Well, on last week's The Space Show, we're looking at the Cassini mission, and we're going to do a bit more of that coming up shortly. But first, some news from Cassini. On October 28, yes, that's last week, it flew 49 kilometres above Enceladus's south polar region. What the heck is Enceladus? It's one of the tiny moons of Saturn. And it directly sampled the moon's gas and icy dust plume. These are volcanic plumes that are shooting out into space. And the analysis will take several weeks, and then we should know what the plumes are made of. Well, Cassini was launched in 1997. It entered orbit around Saturn in 2004. Enceladus has a 500-kilometre diameter and orbits 238,000 kilometres from Saturn. And as I said, those eruptions travel thousands of kilometres into space. So Saturn has many moons, and most of them are quite small. And several of the larger ones have been studied extensively by Cassini. And as we've just mentioned, one of the most surprising ones has been the 500-kilometre diameter Enceladus. Now, when Cassini had its first encounter with this icy moon on 2005, February the 17th, the craft's magnetometer instrument saw a bending of Saturn's magnetic field. Now, plasma was being slowed and deflected as it passed Enceladus. Now, this bending is caused when Saturn's magnetic field lines come into contact with a conducting object. An atmosphere on Enceladus was the only explanation, since solid ice does not conduct electricity. For the first time, an atmosphere had been detected on a small moon of Saturn. Since Enceladus's gravity is too weak to hold an atmosphere for very long, there had to be a source to replenish it. Soon after, huge geysers were seen to be erupting from cracks in the southern hemisphere's crust. In the following recording, we hear ion cyclotron waves as Cassini flew past Saturn. These organized fluctuations in the magnetic field provide information on what ions are present. Cassini has now been orbiting Saturn for 11 years. Its radio and plasma wave instrument is still operating, helping us unravel the mysteries of the solar system's second largest planet. The audio recordings used in this space show special, most of which we broadcast last week, were made available by Professor Donald Gurnett and Dr. William Kurth of the Department of Physics and Astronomy at the University of Iowa. They also provided insightful explanations. And this program was research written and presented by Andrew Rennie. Meanwhile, another spacecraft is also making recordings of variations in the magnetic field and plasma, and that's Rosetta, which is flying alongside or escorting the comet Churyumov-Gerasimenko. Now, this comet has no magnetic field of its own. However, it does distort and compress the interplanetary magnetic field associated with the Sun. This compression causes the magnetic field to oscillate with a frequency of about 40 millihertz. That's one oscillation every 25 seconds. This varying magnetic field dominates the immediate plasma environment of the nucleus. And reminder that a plasma is an ionized gas. And these particular ions are mainly, but not entirely, H3O plus, hydronium ions. In other words, water with an extra proton attached. The Rosetta spacecraft has instruments which can measure the plasma. Upon its arrival in the vicinity of the comet in 2014 August, Rosetta began to detect the magnetic field oscillations that were twice the strength of the ambient solar wind and magnetic field. The initial velocity of the ions was about 0.8 kilometers per second. That's 800 meters per second. The interplanetary electric field then accelerates them to a few tens of kilometers per second. The particles travel across the interplanetary magnetic field, making this electric current unstable. Now, these Rosetta oscillations have been recorded, then sped up to be audible to humans. Now, many musicians in late 2014 incorporated this woodpecker type of oscillations into their compositions. And the one we're going to listen to now is by a musician called Array Access. It's an instrumental piece, and it's titled 67P, which means it's the 67th periodic comet. And it's Shuryumov-Gerasimenko. So here we go with that piece of music. Well, that high-pitched woodpecker-type sound was the recordings from the Rosetta spacecraft near the comet Shuryumov-Gerasimenko. The lower boom, 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 boom sort of sound was an electronic effect put in by the musician. That was Access Array.